Hello, my lovely people. My name is Valkyrie, and welcome back to my podcast where you realize, wow, I'm not special. You're not special. And thank you for coming back, and I hope you're doing fabulously. I'm going to paint a picture for you. At this moment, I am sitting on the balcony of a little cottage in Bridgeton, Maine. If you don't know where that is, join almost all of the other world, because it is a tiny town, right, probably like an hour outside of Portland. Point is, I'm in small town Maine. I'm looking out at the lake, and a little squirrel just started hopping across the grass, probably hunting for some acorn or something. Is that even a squirrel? It probably is, yeah. The host of our place lives right next to us, and sometimes her dog will come out and bark at the squirrels and chase them away, and it's really cute. His name is Stetson, and he's a little corgi, and he's so awesome. And right now, it's quiet, except for the occasional squawking of birds at the bird feeder. Apologies if you hear any. Trying to make this as scenic and nature-esque as possible. I'm describing this scene because it's super cliche for a white woman to talk about being in autumn, describing her cozy cottage by the lake, curled up with her chai tea and a romance novel. Maybe she has a cute, long-haired dog resting at her feet. Maybe she just got a kiss on the forehead from her boyfriend. Maybe she just came back from a long day of antique window shopping and some yoga. I will admit, I did have warm tea this morning, and I do have a book next to me. Stephen King, so hardly romance, but still. And yes, I am curled up in a blanket, but only to keep the cold from pinching my skin and making my throat hurt in the morning. I've already had enough of that this year, and I will not be partaking in any more diseases, please and thank you. But as I sit here, admiring the scenery outside, I find myself just fully relaxing and finding so much comfort in this image. And that's when I kind of realized that, you know, this is a pretty big cliche, and I'm kind of living what a typical autumn cliche would be like. And we're all kind of living in a bunch of cliches. I wanted to talk about cliches because it got me reflecting on just how much we form these just expectations of things in our head, and how those tie into cliches in the things that we watch, in the things that we read about and think about. And, you know, first off, like, we can talk about just classic cliches of people going into high school. You know, like, from my only experience, I went into high school thinking, okay, yeah, like, there's gonna be cliques, and there's gonna be the jocks and the nerds and the popular girls, and, you know, these all contribute to our feelings of how we go into school. If you go into school kind of thinking like, oh, this is gonna be a great experience for me, and I'm gonna join all these different things, you kind of start to live those cliches a little bit. I know a lot of, like, popular girls that kind of live that popular girl cliche of throwing crazy parties and knowing everyone but not really knowing everyone. And that's kind of, like, a really interesting life to live, especially when you go in thinking that's what my life is going to be. That kind of, like, sets the tone for the rest of your high school experience. And with me specifically, I wanted to feel like I was the main character. I was, like, wanting to talk to everyone in the beginning and was just kind of like outgoing but still to myself, and that's how I was in middle school too. And then when you start to make everyone like you, you start drawing a lot of negative attention to yourself, because I was in everyone's business. Like, I'm sure a lot of kids can realize this when they're kind of going into a bunch of different, you know, like, trying to be friends with everyone, and then not everyone likes you or not everyone is vibing with the same thing you're putting down, and it just won't turn out as well for you. And that was eventually to the point where I was just no longer as outgoing as I was in my head, and I was really more in my head than outside of it. So, me wanting to be a main character, that was a cliche that I wanted to live, not really fully understanding what that even means or what that would even entail. You know, we have these classic, like, main character tropes in our head, probably from, like, our favorite books or TV shows or movies, and we want to live almost like vicariously through those characters and take parts of those with us in our life and transform ourselves within whatever sphere we're in. And whenever I tried to do that, it was just like painfully obvious that I wasn't myself. It was painfully obvious that I was trying to be someone else that I wasn't. And it wasn't one of those things where it's like you can just fake it till you make it. It was like, oh no, you're really trying to be a completely different person than what you are. And you may not think that people can see that, but they can. Like, trust me, they can. So it's like a very interesting thing to go through as a teenager, especially in a world where you have constant cliches all the time. I mean, I can talk about media and the effects of us getting overstimulated for days, but I was talking to my friend about this the other day, and we're just like constantly getting hits of dopamine, and a lot of those hits come from, oh dang, like I want to look like her, or wow, like he is so buff and like I want to look like him, or like I want to be like him, I want to be confident, I want to be stunning, I want to be smart, I want to be, you know, all these different things. And there are cliches that come with the things that we see online, and a lot of the time we don't recognize it until we're in the midst of it. So I think it's an interesting thing to think about. I also wanted to talk a little bit about like cliches of jobs or startups and going into it. Specifically for jobs, this past summer, if you're new here, I worked as a Falcon avionics intern at SpaceX. And, you know, you go into a job like that and you think, like, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to absolutely murder this position. I'm going to move up. I'm going to be working with Elon. I'm going to be talking indirectly with him. I'm going to be sitting next to him. I'm going to be babysitting his kids. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like you're talking it up so much in your head. And, you know, you go into a job like that where you're expected to pursue a lot of different things and you're expected to deliver. And honestly, in a lot of senses, the cliches make sense. It makes sense to go after things that you want in that sense. It makes sense to go into a position like that and go into a job just thinking you're, like, and just knowing you're going to get that position, just knowing you're going to kill it, and, like, faking it till you make it that way. But it's just, like, an interesting kind of thing how both of those things, both, like, in school and then in a job environment, or even, like, when you're starting a company, have so many different, like, adverse effects. You can go into a position, think you're gonna kill it, and think it's, like, really easy, and then you go into it, and it's really hard, or it's really boring, and you don't really want to do anything in there, and then all of the cliches and expectations that you built up in your head just kind of, like, poof, just go away. And, you know, that's something that I've struggled with a lot in, like, random internships and jobs that I've had in the past, of, like, damn, like, is this really what I want to do? And there was a time over the summer where I was talking with my roommates, and one of my roommates, Allie, was talking about, yeah, like, I went to my desk, and I noticed that I was slouching, and I stood up on my desk, and I was just like, oh, yeah, like, that's fine, I only have a few more weeks of this, and I'll be fine, like, I'm young, this isn't gonna be an issue. And then she thought to herself, and looked around, and was like, all of the other people here are going to be doing this for the rest of their lives, probably. Like, if I really wanted to accept a job here, I would have to do this. Like, this would be my job. This would be my life. I wouldn't have to start worrying about it later. I'd have to start worrying about it now. And that is so interesting to me. Like, that realization of, damn, like, I could be doing this for the rest of my life and not even know it, not even know when I'm stuck, not even know when there's, like, a cliche that sticks. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. Like, just expectations are interesting. And especially in startups and, like, the startup world, building companies, being what I want to be, like, a serial entrepreneur, just starting a bunch of companies and bouncing from one to the other. Like, in a sense, that itself is a cliche, is the constant, like, go-go-go attitude, just, like, wanting to do everything and get everything done. And I definitely fit that mold, I would say. Like, I am definitely a cliche in the sense of, like, oh, yeah, like, she's doing that thing. Oh, yeah, she'll probably move on to the next thing in the month, and she'll keep doing that and find success in whatever she wants to do. And, you know, like, that's not saying that I'm guaranteed success, you know, but that's kind of, like, the cliche that at least I want to embody, and I'm slowly working up to embodying, you know. But I think, like, cliches, it's a double-edged sword, because you can have a cliche in your mind, and it helps you strive for more and never settle, which is kind of what I want to do. I think my biggest fear in life is complacency, which means I never want to, like, fully settle. I always want to be doing something new, learning something new. The day that I, go through a full 24 hours and don't learn something new is the day that I, like, need to change something. It's like, that's like the end of the line, you know? But it's interesting. It can work that way. And then it can also work in the sense of like, oh, like you set too high of expectations and then you crash and then you feel bad. I don't know. I've been thinking about it recently. Just being in Maine right now. And I know I've talked about it in a couple other podcasts, just like being here and what that means. And, you know, there's expectations of living in a little cottage in a small town in Maine, because who lives in Maine? I don't even know. Like, no one, essentially. Like, they're all in Portland. And, you know, like, it's around fall, Christmas time with my boyfriend, and it's a cliche thing. It's a really, like, it's, you describe it and you're like, oh wow, like, that's aesthetic. Like, if you describe that to me, I'd be like, damn, like, I wish. Like, that's super aesthetic. I would love that. And, you know, like, the scene that I originally described to you, it's really interesting. Like, you picture that in your mind and you're like, wow, like, that sounds great. For most people, you're like, that sounds exactly what I would want to be doing. And then I get here and everything is amazing. And then for a few days it rained, just like kind of nonstop. And I've realized over the last year or two that weather kind of really impacts my mood and how I work and how I want to be when I'm productive. And that kind of really sucks. That dims your expectations of life a little bit. Especially because, you know, when I come here to Maine, like, my boyfriend and I are here to work, and we get here and the first few days are, like, it being gloomy and rainy, and some people will think of that and be like, oh yeah, like, that sounds great, like, curl up with a little cup of hot cocoa and, like, read by the windowsill and see the little dew drops in the morning, you know, and I love all that stuff, don't get me wrong, I love it when I'm relaxing, but when I'm working, it just, because of the cliche, it makes me want to do the things that I associate the rain and the warmth and fall with, which is not do work, is relax and read. So I've realized that I kind of have to, like, break away from relying on those cliches and expectations like that and carve my own, like, almost lower stakes and expectations to have a more reliable and positive outcome in a lot of situations. It's the same kind of, I guess, like, gesture when you go into a situation, like, let's say you're going to a new restaurant and your favorite food is garlic bread, okay? And they have supposedly the best garlic bread in the nation, okay? In your country, they have the best garlic bread at this restaurant and you're going to try it. And you order it and you have it in front of you. If you have those expectations of, damn, like, this is going to be the best garlic bread ever, and it's not, like, think about how crushing that's going to be. You probably paid, like, $45 for a slice of garlic bread, and it's going to be awful. Instead of thinking about, like, oh, like, this experience is probably going to be, like, a low outcome thing. Like, it's probably not going to be the best that I think. So that, even if it is, like, it makes for an even better story. It's like, oh, like, you can frame it as, like, a Mr. Beast video, almost, like, I went to the fanciest hotel in the world, and I stayed underwater, and I tried the best garlic bread in the world, you know what I mean? So it's like, you can create your own cliche, if that makes sense. And there's a lot of people that just, like, draw inspiration from a lot of things, and I know I do this too, and it'd be cool to see someone use all of those different cliches and just, like, describe it in a sense of, I'm using these as inspiration to form my own cliche around my life that is lower in expectation, but still high in quality and positive outcome. Because I think, like, in general, when you're thinking positively, that's kind of what life turns out to be. You kind of think, like, oh, like, even if right now is shitty, or right now I'm feeling kind of bummed out, or something bad happens, your quality of life is still above average if you still have low expectations. Because, again, like, when you think about it, if low expectations, something low meets those low expectations, it's like, oh, yeah, I saw this coming. That's something, like, really out of character for me, I would say. Like, I have a lot of expectations. I have a lot of cliches that I really love to live by, one of them being the autumn Christmas cliche. We literally have a Christmas tree hung up, and when I'm recording this, it's end of October. So as you can tell, I'm very obsessed with this this holiday season. But seriously, it's like you're breaking away from a lot of those, like, stereotypes and expectations and trying to live a life that's just more fulfilled. I also think, like, recently a lot of my friends have been traveling and going everywhere, and, you know, I'm in small town Maine, and I am happy. But a part of me is just like, oh, man, like, what if I went to Switzerland again? Like, what if I went these places? Like, maybe I should try and do it. And then I think, and I'm like, no, because even if that would be fun, like, you're forgetting the point of why you're here. And, like, you're forgetting the point of, like, why you want to build things and why you want to do the things you want to do. Because you're letting those cliches cloud your judgment. So it makes no real sense to jeopardize that, to be a version of someone else that you're watching on social media or you're talking to on a daily basis. You know, like, it makes no sense to form your life around that cliche when you have your own expectations and values and life that you can live by your own standards. So that's kind of me just, like, talking pretty much just out loud. This whole topic is fascinating to me, and I'm watching the birds dive, and multiple times during this recording I feel like I've had to duck, so if I'm getting close to the mic, that is why. But yeah, they're kind of diving all over me right now. But thank you so much for listening. I felt like this was a little bit jumbled, but I really loved recording this episode, and hope the audio was clear enough in the crisp autumn air and with the birds singing over my voice and the gentle creaking of my rocking chair. I'm just kidding, by the way. I'm not in a rocking chair. But if you like content like this, feel free to check out my YouTube channel. It is at Little Bird Diaries. I was about to say my Instagram, which is a stroke of serendipity, underscore between each word. And again, I am Valkyrie. All of my links to socials and other content is in the description down below. And again, thanks for sticking around. I really do enjoy these, and they're a nice point of reflection. And I think, for the time being, while I'm in Maine, I'm going to record all of my episodes out on this patio. It's a nice cliche that I'm going to be keeping to myself. And unless you also have your own podcast and are very much more professional than I am, definitely record in a studio, obviously. But yeah, I'd say do something cliche today. Don't be afraid of them, but also make them your own, if that makes sense. Put your own spin on things, put your own spin on life. And with that being said, you're not special, but you can be revolutionary if you put your mind to it. See you guys!